Yeah, it's an exciting move for me. I think anybody that knows boxing and has followed Andy and his career, he's had a very similar career to myself and has came up against the same obstacles that I've come up against right now in my career. He's pushed on in a very positive way and went on to turn it around and become a world champion. So I think there's no better man to have in my corner than the likes of Andy.
You've been training a couple of weeks with him, is it, Jason, so far?
Yeah, I've been up there now 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
No, the first few weeks, we didn't really have no commitment to each other. We were just up seeing how things would go. And, you know, Andy was always in touch with me anyway. We always kept in touch throughout our careers and just went up and started doing a wee bit of training with him. Everything went well. The relationship seemed to gel very well very early. And, you know, we made a go of it then, as you could say. We had a wee talk and says, let's give this a rattle and let's try and get myself now back on track, back to where I belong and my boxing career.
You've always come out with smiling and happy, and I suppose, Jason, that probably has been the first time in the last couple of months that you've been tested, really, your character being tested, because I know you were thinking, what's it all about, maybe? And look, it's good to see that you've come out the other side, really. Would that be fair to say?
Well, there's a lot of people out there, and you know what I mean? You can look at it, what's anything all about, you know what I mean? So it's an exciting time for me. I went through, you know, obviously my first defeat in my professional career. It's always difficult. It challenged me in many ways that I wasn't actually sure that it would have challenged me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I actually wasn't that upset or that disappointed or that down about the defeat. I think it was because I got a little bit stale, you know what I mean? I was constantly in training camp over in Sheffield and, you know, I was away from home a lot. And for me, I think, you know, in a high-level sport, you need a certain type of balance. And me coming home and being able to come home at weekends and come down here and watch the Gaelic and different things like that, that's me, that's who I am, and that's what works right for me. And when I was on the national team and when I was doing well at the European Championships and World Championships and, you know, flying in my amateur career, that's the exact setup that I had. You know, I was flat out during the week up in Dublin training with the Irish team. I was away then back home at the weekends, getting that nice balance back home with my loved ones and down watching the Gaelic and hurling and different things like that, you know. So it's definitely a great balance that I have, and I can think that, you know, I might have been burnt out a wee bit mentally before that last fight. And I think this is the new spark here now, and just hopefully everything will go to plan. Everything's feeling good, everything's flowing good, I know he's so far so good. So as long as that keeps up, I'll be happy, man.
And suppose out of defeat you've learned a lot more about yourself. Changing coaches, not an easy decision.
Yeah, it's not an easy decision, and it's not to say that my last coach Dominic was a bad coach or anything. Like, it's just like, no matter what, you'll see in football teams, especially in the Premier League, like, managers and coaches, they come and go like I don't know what. You know, it's all about getting with somebody that gels with you, that works right with you, that in a place and in an environment that is right for you, you know. And I think that's what's working better for me right now, is being up in Dublin, be with Andy Lee, having that nice balance, that nice structure, that gel that me and Andy have. You know, Andy's young too. He's not long off his own boxing career at top class level. And Andy's excited now as well. Andy has a drive now as well to be successful in boxing as a coach now, not as a boxer no more. So Andy has a lot of fire and has a lot of excitement there as well that's going to transist over into me as well as a boxer. So I think it's a lovely recipe that can serve up something special.
Yeah.
And hoping that's what it will do.
I know, I was listening to Andy during the week, I think it was, he was saying about the relationship, and he has pointed out that he's going to try and cut your weight down a wee bit maybe. And even since you've been there for the last couple of weeks, he's seen the changes that he's made, and they're already taking place for you, Jason, so that must be exciting as well.
Yeah, it's good. Like, you know, as a boxer that I've been number one in the world as an amateur, I've travelled the world as a professional, boxing in Vegas, things like that, there you think, what else is there really to learn out there? Do you know what I mean? Like, what more is there to this professional game of boxing? And Andy has showed me a lot of things. Like, Andy has been trained by one of the best coaches in the world ever, Emmanuel Stewart, before. He's trained by a very good coach as well, Adam Booth, over in England. You know, Andy has a lot of experience as well, not only as a boxer himself and the experience that he has as himself as a boxer, but also the experience that he had from those top-class coaches that he has been training with as a boxer. So Andy's bringing a lot into the table, and as it says to anybody that knows Andy, knows he's a very intelligent man in boxing. He reads the game very well. Yeah. He knows the game very well. And as I say, you know, we've been working on a few things now, and after, I think, the third or fourth pad session, I was like, could feel that fire burn. I was like, geez, I can't wait to let these shots go now. Do you know what I mean? So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to get back in there now to get working on a few things that me and Andy's working on. And it's nothing drastic. It's nothing major that we're changing. It's just little, simple fine-tuning that will make all the difference.